Lang's abilities, you're not moving into Brian Houston's abilities. We're moving forward in the thing that God has for us as individuals, which benefits everybody, and it's how we're going to transform our community through the love and power of Jesus. I'm excited about it. I must have been excited last night, because when I woke up, Rach said to me that I was yelling things out in the night, and I was yelling something out about a microphone, an MD mic or something, and I was getting really aggressive about it, and she ended up just saying, yeah, I'll go turn off the MD mic, so just to settle me down. But I did vaguely remember it, but I'm excited about what God's going to do in our community, in this location. And it's awesome tonight because I can't really see anyone, which is why I'm just going to do a bit of preaching tonight, which, if that's okay. So there's this whole thought of moving forward, and it challenges me so much because oftentimes as followers of Jesus, we get stuck in this stagnated place where our responsibility, we feel, lies with just coming, turning up to church and going back. And I want to talk a little bit about that tonight. If you got your Bibles there, Philippians chapter 3, we're going to have a look at a passage there. If you got your Bibles, that would be awesome. Philippians chapter 3. This is a bloke by the name of Paul, the Apostle Paul. He wrote a big part of the New Testament. And we pick it up here in verse 12 of Philippians 3. And this is what it says. I admit that I haven't yet acquired the absolute fullness that I'm pursuing, but I run with passion into His abundance so that I might reach the destiny that Jesus Christ has called me to fulfill and wants me to discover. Isn't that an awesome statement in itself? I don't depend on my own strength to accomplish this. However, I have one compelling focus. I forget all of the past as I fasten my heart to the future instead. I run straight for the divine invitation of reaching the heavenly goal and gaining the victory prize through Jesus. So let all who are fully mature have this same passion. And if anyone is not yet gripped with these desires, God will reveal it to them. And let us all advance together to reach this victory prize, following one path and one passion. Isn't those awesome words there? Here the Apostle Paul is just unpacking this in an awesome way where he says, there's one thing. I'm forgetting the past. I'm forgetting the disappointments, the failures. There's one thing and I'm moving forward. I love it. I've observed as I've driven around, as I've acquainted myself with different cars and motor vehicles, that the rearview mirror is really small. Who's ever noticed that? The rearview mirror is really small. And the windscreen is really big. And I think that should tell us something. It should tell us something that we're meant to, on the same proportion as the windscreens are to each other, is probably about the same amount of time we should be looking in this glass. And for those that happen to stay on the road when they're driving, we know that if we spend too much time looking into the rearview mirror, we're not going to end up in a good place. If we spend too much time looking behind us and looking at what the cars are doing behind us, we're not going to end up in a good destination. And the same is true, the same design is for our life as Christians, as followers of Jesus. Oftentimes, as followers of Jesus, we somehow switch it around and we spend more time looking in the rearview mirror and not looking at where we're going. And tonight I want to spend a bit of time and talk about that. Because imagine if your rearview mirror was as big as your windscreen, and your windscreen is like this big. And often that's the way we live. It's ironic, I know, it sounds silly, but oftentimes this is the reality that we find ourselves in. We live 90% of our time looking at the past, looking at the failures, looking at the stuff that once has happened, and we get stuck. We're off the road. We're in a ditch. We're going the wrong way, whatever it is, but we're not looking forward. The Christian life is all about movement. It's all about movement forward. Jared said this morning that he's never got on an aeroplane and gone backwards. And I love it. The Christian life was never designed, the authentic, true Christian followers of Jesus was never designed to go backwards. If you've realized throughout history, the church is only getting stronger and stronger. If for those that stagnate and stay the same, we probably become more religious, but we don't become more like Jesus. And I'm so encouraged by the thought that he's designed it in such a way that authentic followers of Jesus, it only makes sense when we move forward. It only makes sense when we move forward. Like the Apostle Paul said, he says, I strive forward. There was a determination, there was a passion in these words that he said, I move forward. It's interesting that Paul, when he wrote this, he wasn't on the golf course. He wasn't just teeing off, ready to have a stroll and play 18 holes. He wasn't at a resort, sipping champagne. He wasn't just cruising with his feet up, having a spa. Ironically, when he said, I move forward, he was actually stuck in prison. He had his arms chained to a wall, or chained to the ground, or chained to a soldier, and he was stuck. He couldn't even make a decision on whether he could go out and open a door. He was that restricted physically that he could not move. But at that place, he's encouraging this church. He's encouraging this church and saying, come on, guys, we got to move. We got to move. We can't stay at this place. We have to move. And I'm pretty sure that as Paul was in that prison, that everyone in earshot of him was hearing the good news about Jesus. I'm pretty sure that he didn't camp around the discouragement about being in prison. I'm pretty sure that these soldiers that were guarding him at that moment in time were hearing about Jesus Christ. I'm pretty sure that he was writing letters, which we know he did, which now has formed part of the Word of God. He wasn't wallowing in his distress and his dismay. He was moving forward. He might have been physically stuck, but he was moving forward. Winston Churchill said this, when you're going through hell, keep moving. When you're going through hell, keep moving. I think it was Winston Churchill. I'm not sure. When you're going through hell, keep moving. Who's had seasons of their life when they feel like they're going through hell? We all have. And it's interesting that oftentimes our response can often be like this. We go through seasons. Maybe there's financial difficulties. Maybe we've got a report from the doctor. Maybe it's a relational issue that's just broken down. And we find ourselves in this hell. Who knows that these seasons don't come at a convenient time? You know, you always get the flat tire when you're on the way to the job interview. You know, the women, when you're going for a spa or a massage, it always happens when little Johnny at school's got into a fight and he's got suspended and then you got to go pick him up. You know, these things never happen. These crises in our life or the report from the doctor about this health issue never comes at a time that is convenient. When we're going through these seasons, let's keep moving. Let's keep moving. Ironically, we often do the opposite. We often stop. We often do the worst thing that we could do in these moments, and that is stop. We're traveling along life, and all of a sudden we get hit with a curveball. We get hit with something that's just full on in our life. Maybe it's a sick child, a marriage breakup, the death of a loved one, whatever it is, but we get hit with this huge thing in our life, and we're going through this season of pain, and we stop. We stop moving forward. And oftentimes, we stop, we pitch a tent, we roll the sleeping bag out, we toast some marshmallows, or we make a fire first, then we toast some marshmallows. But the thing is that it's not like these things aren't real, but we often stop and we camp in these places. But here the Apostle Paul is saying, move on. We've got to move on. We've got to take another step into our destiny. We've got to take another step into the plans and the purposes that God has for us. Keep moving. Don't stop when you get stuck. Don't stop when you get stuck. Keep moving. Keep moving. Even if it's just a little step, even if it's just a little step of praise in the middle of hell, in the middle of a circumstance that shouldn't happen to anybody, keep moving. Keep moving. As part of the renovations and the journey the church is on, we want this to be an influence in every part of our life. Not just the building. We're not just moving forward because we can and because we can buy paint and paint walls. But we're moving forward because it's something that's happening in here. We want to move forward in our relationship with God. We want to move forward in our influence in the community. We want to move forward in the worship. We want to move forward in that place of worship where we just get lost in worshiping Him because He's worth it. We want to move forward in every part of following Jesus. I heard someone say the other day, actually I was talking to a mate and he said, I heard him preach and I said, what's going on? Because I heard him a year ago and he's like a totally different guy. And he said, I just made a decision. He said, I just thought, stuff it. He's like, I'm just going to preach with 100% passion now. He said, and the thought crossed my mind, I'm just going to go 100% out for God. Just go 100% out for God. And it was just emanating out of him as he's speaking that this is a guy who was once shy. This was a guy who was insecure. And all of a sudden, it was a different guy speaking. And he just said, I made a decision just to go 100%. Just give it everything I got so that when I stand down from the platform, I've got nothing left. And he said, this is now my approach to everything. When I come in and I serve on the catering team, I give 100%. I leave with nothing left in the tank, like the state of origin. I just thought I'd slip that in. How good was that? How good was that? Someone say amen. Isn't it interesting that we've got an enemy, Satan, the devil? He doesn't actually care. We care, but he doesn't actually care if you come to church or not. He doesn't actually care if you come to church. The moment he's intimidated is when you take a step forward. The moment he's intimidated, the moment he pushes back is when you make a decision and you say to Jack, with everything I've just done, just sitting on a seat, I'm going to move forward into the purpose that God has on my life. Not Jared's life, not Chris's life, not Brian Houston, my life. What is God's purpose in my life? What makes me feel alive? What is those moments, those times when God has spoken to me that I come alive? And that's what we're talking about, is moving forward. I was talking to a young guy the other day and he came to me about some practical ways that he could serve in the church. And I just thought it was awesome because his conversation was going like this. He's going, I've sat on these abilities and I just want to serve. I just want to serve in this capacity. And he said, I've sat there long enough and I just want to serve in such a practical way and give 100% to this area. And I thought, isn't that awesome that somebody can just understand where God has positioned them and how he wants to use them and just come into that place where they say, I'm no longer just going to sit on a bench and enjoy church. Whatever God has put in my life, I want to serve Him and serve the purposes of the church. That's the way we're going to reach our community. It's not three of us moving forward. It's collectively moving forward. It's moving forward in such a powerful way that people will experience the love and power of Jesus. Who's excited? The best way to move forward is in faith. Staying connected and in faith. It's interesting that oftentimes when we feel like we're going through times of difficulty or a season of hell, Sometimes our prayer can be a simple thing as, God, give me faith to believe again. Maybe you're in that place and you're so discouraged that you can't believe. May this be your prayer, God, give me faith to believe again. Give me hope to believe that the future is not going to be the same as my past. Give me hope to believe that when I view the future of my life, there's hope, there's an expectancy. The point is that while you're on this planet, while you're still sucking oxygen, it means that God has a plan and a purpose for every single person. The purpose is not just to plant our butts down and keep the pews warm. That's awesome. But it's so much more than that. It's so much more than that. It's to fulfill the destiny and the purpose that God has for us. Outside of these walls. Outside of these walls. We'll just get the worship team to come back up. We might just sing that Brand New again. Thanks, Dan. How do we do this? How do we do this? Let me encourage you tonight. Whatever you're going through, maybe you're going through a season of difficulty. Maybe you feel like you're just sitting on the mountaintop experience. But whatever it is, let me encourage you to move forward, to move. Take a step. Maybe there's something on your life and it's been a dream, it's been a God dream in your heart. And for whatever reason, you've just swept it under the carpet, too busy, responsibilities, whatever it is. Start to unravel that. Start to open that up and just move forward. Maybe there's an area that like I was sharing before about the person who had this gift. And maybe it's just a decision where you say, hang on, I'm just going to serve God in this. I'm going to give 100%. Maybe it's just a really tough situation that you're going through. And it might just be a moment when you just reflect and you say, God, here I am. Give me faith to believe again. Give me faith to believe again. I believe this is a... Tonight is not just an event. It's not just another service. I believe that God is speaking to us here tonight. And maybe there's things that, or circumstances in your life where you've pulled back. A marriage breakup. Kids that are off the rails, sickness, financial turmoil. And it just causes us, all these things, they press so heavily upon us, they cause us to stay. And we camp around this. But it's a decision to move into the plan that God has. You know, Jesus is always with us. But it's interesting that he said, come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. This is what Jesus said, come to me. He didn't say, sit there and I'll come to you. Although we know he's with us all the time and he initiated this whole thing, but there has to be a response. There has to be a response from those of us who say, I've seen the sacrifice, the awesome thing that he's done. What's my response is to move. Take a step. Lean in closer to the thing that God has for your life. Just as I finish up now, just as we reflect and on our lives, and I just want to pray for everybody here. First of all, I just want to ask if you've never met Jesus. You've heard me speak about him, but say, Ben, I've never met this bloke you're talking about. It's more than a concept. It's more than a religious thing. He's a person. He's a person. If anyone here has never experienced Jesus, never had Him come and live on the inside of us, you might not understand it all. It might mess with your head. But if you're just here tonight and you say, look, I know that He's a good Father, so anything He's got for me is good, and I want that experience. If anyone here wants that right now, I want to include you in a prayer. If you just raise your hand and put it back down, that would be awesome. Anybody before we go? Anybody quickly? To say yes to Jesus. That's awesome. Anybody else want to say yes to Him? Want to know that you're forgiven of your sin? Want the assurance of eternity with Him? Just quickly, one more time. Anyone else want to say yes to Him? Let's all repeat this after me. God, I give You my life. Thank You for sending Jesus. Thank You for forgiving my sin. And tonight, of my own free will, I choose You. Come in and change my life. And help me to live for You. Amen. Why don't we give those people a hand? That's awesome. Awesome. Best decision you'll ever make is saying yes to Jesus. So good. We're going to finish up with a song. Make sure you hang around. We've actually got some dinner. You know, Jesus never disappoints, but Kurt never disappoints ever, either with food. And he's an awesome bloke that's just grabbed this whole thing by the horns. And it's going to be awesome tonight. We're going to have some dinner. We're going to hang around and hang out together and say good day to somebody and meet some new people. It would be awesome. But thanks for coming. We're going to finish with a song. And we'll see you next week.